We haven't had a guest in a while.
I know.
It's been a while.
You know what? I was really thinking. We were thinking about getting a guest, and all I could think about was Gerby's, dude.
It's the only guest that we needed.
Well, I'm entirely honored. But yeah, you guys, the cast has been terrific recently.
Thanks, Gerby's. Gerby's, move up a little bit.
Why don't you talk in the mic, you fucking dipshit? God damn it. We shouldn't have brought this guest in.
There we go. I'm a little closer.
This was a mistake.
That looks good. There you go.
Fucking mistake.
Yeah, Gerby's trying to lean back on the wheel on us, dude.
Damn it, Gerby's. You think you're the man now?
I do not think I'm the man. I do not think I'm the man. Is it calibrated?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
I think, yeah.
It's all high. Well, yeah, I didn't realize Gerbs was that fucking leaning back.
Yeah, he's hitting that fat Joe. Fat Joe. Oh, man. So how you been, Gerben?
I've been good.
You've been getting pussy a lot lately, haven't you?
No.
Where'd you hear that?
Yeah.
From him. Straight from the Gerby's mouth,
dude. I think
you removed the pussy from your mouth to tell him that you're going to get mad fucking pussy. What's going on?
Well, first of all, nothing's going on. I think I had sex once.
That's pretty good. One is pretty good.
Yes, comparatively to what I had going on.
Yeah, that's good for anybody.
Yes.
You fucked. How'd it go?
It was okay.
Where'd you finish?
Where did I finish? Into the
reservoir tip.
Yes.
Did you ever?
Which, by the way, I should say, I had to go to the doctor because I had a bump on my testicles.
What?
Because when I
testicles
when I did like,
you ruptured them when you came so hard.
No, I think I had a little bit of an occlusion of the semen duct. Or whatever it was, but when I took off the condom, you could see it was, like, very clear, and I was like,
Wait, what's wrong with that?
What's that?
He nutted full clear, dude.
Pretty much. And then I felt a...
He cummed water.
No little milks or whatever? Just...
No milk. What's straight water from?
Well, Google seemed to think there was, like, a backup of something or other. I thought it was cancer, so I went and I got, like, an ultrasound and all that. But by that point...
No. So was it from crumbing too much or not enough?
No, I think like a blockage, because at least my like rudimentary understanding of how the whole coming thing works is there's like two liquids that mix like Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Like,
you know what I mean though?
There's like the semen, then there's the goods, like the life batter, and then there's just like the shit, like the eggs basically that hold the mix together.
Right.
There's the lube.
Yeah.
The clear stuff's the lube.
That's like the oil that pushes it through your fucking, I got, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I had a kink in the other stuff.
You had a kink in the good stuff.
Yes.
Oh, so you almost had like a natural vasectomy.
Yeah, that would be.
That would have been sick if you only nutted clear, though.
Sure, but then you didn't know when it was going to clear.
It would be like one of those things where they have, you know, like those epic battle scenes where all the people are just like, fucking coming at each other. That would definitely be the hordes.
Yeah.
Damn,
so
dude.
You cummed clear?
Yes.
Wait, did you inspect it? You like peeked
I did,
in it?
Yeah.
You inspected your cum after you cummed into a condom? Did you pour it out? So that means you poured it out of the condom?
I didn't pour it out, but I wanted to make sure that I
you
got
put
it
into a beaker right afterwards. Like, oh, hold on a second. I'll be right over there to cuddle you. Fucking pour it into a beaker.
Yeah, I can't believe you only fucked once after you poured your cum out. And I was like, this doesn't seem right. Oh, God. I think I have testicular cancer.
Well, first of all.
Some girl's just laying there like, fuck, I fucked up. I've never seen a guy dump his cum out of the condom and inspect it. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
So, just to clarify, I dumped my cum out of the condom.
You
I
was definitely
just,
dumped
I was
your cum out.
I was inspecting to make sure.
Now, if you dumped your cum out onto her, that's a fucking baller move. Shout out to any listener that comes into a condom and then fucking pours it on the girl and is like, take some of that sugar.
Especially if you're like, and let me inspect it now. Hold
safe
still.
Little glaze for your belly. I'm gonna pour this on.
You don't.
Little Wayne does. It's called licking the wrapper. Do you let him lick it out?
Yeah, let him lick the wrapper. Gerby's let him lick the wrapper.
Inspect the wrapper.
Yeah, that's what I was driving at.
Were you fucking to music?
No.
Definitely.
I was,
what music were you fucking to?
I wasn't. I would tell you if I were. I had
Rammstein.
Yeah,
it's definitely
too hot.
He's fucking pouring cum out in front of this lady. Like, oh my God.
No, I can't risk that.
What was his doggy style like? Did you go in hard?
Of course I did go in hard. The thing is, with this particular sexual partner...
Damn, this particular, you hear that sexual partner?
Yeah, it could be one of one. It's just you. He's definitely only talking about you.
All right, no, let's spill the tea, dude.
Well, I want to backtrack to
spill the seed,
I want to backtrack to your original comment, because that's what I was doing looking at it. I wanted to make sure that it had functioned properly that I hadn't.
Sure.
Have you had this problem before, or were you just guessing you were coming with?
She mentioned that she was ovulating, so it was like in, you know, Nervousville, trying to make sure that it caught the...
It's like a real-life Big Bang Theory with this guy. This is what Big Bang Theory would be if it wasn't a sitcom. It'd be like a dude like, well, she had mentioned she was ovulating, so I had to inspect my semen, and it turned out that it was clear, so I went to the doctors immediately. I suck out of physicians,
help. Did she
mention
during sex that she was ovulating?
No,
she like, I'm ovulating.
No, she's pre.
That's hot, dude.
It's just not.
Why?
Because it's a little bit scary, then.
Oh, like right before you fucked, was she like, be careful, I'm ovulating?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so hot, dude. No, I would be like,
No, it'll turn you on.
No, not if you're just like, I don't know if I want to raise a child with this person.
You would be a great dad.
Thank you very much, but, you know, it takes two to do that.
Oh, are you suggesting she would not be a good...
I'm suggesting that we don't work well together insofar as, you know... We don't work well together.
Oh, no. Gerbies.
Right. So, this is somebody I dated in the past, and it didn't work well.
This is a old blast in the This is a blast in the past. You resurrected.
Is this that blast in the past that you and I had talked about?
No.
No. Gerbies has been...
And she is divorced now.
Wow.
Officially separated.
It's time for you to clear cum all over her.
Sure.
So, wait, so are you firing? You're firing now. You got your blockages cleared up?
Seems to be, yeah.
How'd they unclear them? Or what do they have to do? Just blow, so like blow a tube in your asshole?
No. Yeah.
It's like a spitball, cum comes out.
They just put a fucking horn up to your asshole. Or... They made you push into your ears while they did that.
Yeah, to get it out, what do you have to just hold in a sneeze?
Yeah, I do want to check it now because the
check it right now.
No, the bump
you...
it's gone. But
thank God,
like the place in which I ejaculate now is into this like cream sink.
What?
My sink is cream colored. It's not. I was thinking it would mask. It'd be difficult to tell. The color
so
of my...
don't come get some black sink.
I know! Come in my hand next time.
Ew, I'll
come in my hand
your
and I'll look
cream
at it.
Colored too.
Wait, do you come into that sink in your bathroom?
Yeah.
That's damn, not bad, dude. Is it? That's fucking gross, man.
Yeah, every now and again you gotta fire one
says every time.
I wash it down. It's not like...
Yeah.
It's not just...
Get some black construction paper.
Ew, I wash my hands in there. You definitely get cum on the
so
handles when you turn the sink
after
on.
After he comes into the sink, dude.
Ew.
No, you don't, dude. It's your house.
Yeah,
come wherever you want.
It's probably cum all over everything.
But you should warn people. Put like a bathroom sign, like, warning, I come in this sink.
Yeah.
I fire him into the toilet, like, whatever.
I don't understand how you do that, but...
Well, if you're sneak jerking off, dude, you gotta, like, make... You gotta be jerking off in the bathroom, and then, like, you know, if it's, like, 1 o'clock
sink,
in the morning.
It's right there in it.
I've tried the sink. Oh, but the toilet's just fucking straight in, flush it. You know, you got to clean up around the edges because, you know, I'm a wild bull. I miss.
Right.
I hit the back and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to feed the Kohler every now and again. So you strictly come in your bath, like you only jerk off in your bathroom or do you
jerk
off?
No. I do actually like half the time use toilet paper.
Do you run to the sink? Like,
no. I just have like my phone and I...
That's sick.
You look at what?
No, like an animal.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sick, you got pussy. And your balls are fine. You don't have any sort of cancer.
Yes, yeah. It was a solid ultrasound. Nothing out of the ordinary.
So wait, we never got the answer. How did you inspect the semen?
What do you mean, post?
Yeah.
No, that's what I was laughing because I haven't totally inspected it, but the bumps go on.
No, I meant when you fucked this lady.
Oh, I was checking the condom to make sure that the condom had not ruptured. And then you could we were both just like, "Woo, that is clear." And then
that sounds like a good
she
girl.
She noted it.
I noted it, and then she confirmed it.
Ew.
Were you like, "This seems clear," and then you held the condom straight to her face? Was like, "Does that cum seem clear to you?"
She's like, "Well, she like just searched her cum database," and she was like, "Yeah, that is actually."
And I want to clarify something. I think she was equally concerned about the condom functioning properly. Like,
really?
If I'm like, this isn't something I necessarily would.
Oh, man,
but she feels the same about me in that.
Really?
Yeah. Exhaust her.
But you guys, when it comes time, when it comes time, you guys just fucking
you guys do what you do
and inspect the results.
Yeah. Yes.
Was she doing like the thing? Like, did you ever see when you like in the health class where they like we had a priest do a thing where they like break the fluid and if it like is real strong, it's ovulating.
No.
That's how you judge pre-cum.
That's a Catholic school thing. They teach you how to fuck without condoms in Catholic school.
Really?
You're not supposed to use them. So the priest told us, he was like, finger a chick and take out like her wetness. He's like, you go like this, and if it makes a real long string and doesn't break, that means she's ovulating, and like, don't do it then.
Interesting.
Yeah, we had an old priest tell us that trick.
Yeah, a priest hit us with that one.
Yeah, we had an old priest in my Catholic high school told us, he was like, he was doing it.
It's
gruel.
It's called gruel.
What is?
This dude is a fucking animal, dude.
What?
It's called gruel?
It's called gruel. G-R-O-O-L. It's a whole, like, Reddit subsection.
Wait,
is what? Girls' pussy cum is called gruel?
Yeah, yeah. It's very hot. I like it.
Ew, dude. You like that?
It's my thing, yeah.
Gervies, dude. You come on here and just... Unleashes the weirdest freak, motherfucker. Dude.
It's not weird. It's not weird to like wet vaginas.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, when you call it gruel because you looked it up on the internet.
I didn't name it that.
And you're into it being called gruel.
No, I'm not into it being called gruel. You can ask O'Connor. I've remarked how I'm just like, that's a stupid name. It may not be O'Connor, but somebody.
O'Connor's a gruel head too, huh?
Is he?
I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, there's been a conversation with somebody where I said that the name is disgusting.
Gruel? Yeah. I mean, I think it makes sense. When you said it, I was like, okay.
Yeah, because I think it's like. Jewel and
girl drool.
Yes, there you go.
I mean, that was a good idea.
To me, it seems like the fact that he lied. But it, so I just know how this conversation would go because I'd have this. I had this with my friend. I was like, the fact that he lied on his way to trying to become a judge is the problem. And my friend was like, what did he lie about? And I was like, I don't know. I just didn't read enough.
Have hemorrhoids right now.
Yeah, I do have
He brought in a fucking pad he's sitting on right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he brought it. You see it?
Yeah. Good for you. It's
a reasonable thing to do. I cannot wait for you to get hemorrhoids.
I've fucking had hemorrhoids. You power through them, dude.
Yeah, well, mine are inside and outside. And I got no butt. You got yeah.
Damn, so you got a fucking ton of hemorrhoids. You're coming clear.
Yeah.
You must have gave that lady the night of her life.
Yeah, it was all right.
I'm sorry. This seems like it's actually getting mean.
That's an attack, yeah.
It's not mean. It's all right, not
good,
mean.
Good.
Damn, dude. Well, I'm glad you got pussy. That's always nice.
Yeah,
it felt good. But so I've been going on. I've been going on some dates. They've not been working out.
Why?
This is just because I think, like, there is something about me that I just struggle to get to the – I don't flirt well.
No, you? You struggle flirting?
Yes, terribly.
I don't know. You fucking turn me on. You flirt with me. You give me compliments. You're good at giving compliments.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that with somebody you're just meeting, I don't think.
Yeah, you want to
tell them how beautiful their hair is.
No, you
want
to
neg them.
You want to be like, look at your hair. It looks like spaghetti, you worthless bitch. Yeah. Come to my apartment and fuck me. That's how you neg.
That's actually right. You should just put in a fucking earplug. You guys could impractical daters.
Oh, yeah.
And go out.
Matt tells you how to do it. In your ear. But we'll see. I started dating this one girl, and I don't think that it's...
It's not going well?
She's just not...
What's her problem?
So the fourth date is when I had to be like...
Oh, man. That's good. You got four dates?
Yeah, but they're very quick dates. It's just like kind of eat and run. So then O'Connor was telling me, it's like, you got to tell her you want to kiss her. And that just feels like... So. Everybody, you guys...
Are these like lunch dates?
No, these are dinner dates.
All right.
Wait, you gotta ask for a kiss?
She's
now?
Not a big drinker.
Go in for him. Girls don't like when you ask for a kiss.
I don't think
bro.
He said. I don't think his advice was to ask. It was to say like, I want to kiss you, and then go to kiss her.
I'd go in for it, dude.
Especially with your
voice. If you look at me
don't
for
do
more
that.
Than,
don't be like,
I know it doesn't
want to kiss you. She'll be like,
dude,
oh no,
it doesn't come.
I'll
out
tell
right.
you what, Gervin. Yeah. I asked to kiss a girl. I asked to kiss my babysitter when I was in like fifth grade.
Hell yeah.
She laughed, and I'll never ask. Just let me kiss her on the cheek.
Never ask her consent again, dude.
Never ask. You can't, if you ask girls to kiss them, if they're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You got to go in for it. If you guys look at, if anyone looks at me for more than 3 seconds, I kiss them.
That's the thing. But she's not putting herself in that physical posture.
You got to look her in the eye. And
if any
scared.
Girl makes eye contact with Matt.
Three seconds, dude.
If they're in arm's length, he's
arm's length, 3 seconds
you.
Eye contact. I'm closing my eyes and coming in.
That's
like,
a fair rule.
Yeah.
Until you run into an autistic girl.
That's how you do
just
it.
Just full eye contact the whole time.
Yep.
True now you're well. In trouble. Now you're reading the signs.
Pucker up, dude.
You better pucker up.
But yeah, you know, I would definitely advise against asking.
What was your first date with your lady?
I told her to come to Helium.
Oh, okay.
I did like a dirty dozen. She sat up front. I just sat there and fucking...
Lorded
out. Informed her I was divorced. And talked about a bunch of weird sexual shit, and then we hung out, and it was good.
Damn. That's
good. This girl is apparently going to come to the Helium Week.
Oh,
dude,
that's
see,
big.
That's what you got to do.
But that, I'm going to be telling that story about masturbating on the internet.
Dude, let it fucking, here's the thing.
Let it fly.
Gerbs, okay. If the whole other room laughs,
yeah,
she'll just go, it's like a glitch for a girl brain. They'll be like, this is a good socially accepted thing. People like them. I've said the most ridiculously fucked up stuff, and people laugh. Girls are like, that was hilarious.
Now, if you say that, if you say that and bomb, it's over.
Right. Exactly. Undoubtedly.
But whatever. Yeah. Fuck it.
And I will say to your listeners, thank you, because the, this is Muscle Milk. I'm going to make fun of it, but.
Make fun of you for drinking Muscle Milk?
No, dude. Have you tried strawberry before?
Are you, is that how you're trying to get cum in you? You're trying to build up your white cum by drinking milk all the time?
Have you ever tried this?
Muscle Milk? Yeah.
I should drink strawberry.
Yeah. Obviously, I drink Muscle Milk. Look at you, dude. I'm fucking yoked.
Beef castles, dude.
Fucking beef castles. But anyway, yoked as fuck, dude. Not only what are you talking about?
The listeners,
I fucking make that shit in my body, dude.
That will like recognize me from this show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Talk about that story. So it's a, like a vote of confidence to sort
fuck
of
yeah,
like.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude, that story is so funny. The story about the cat is so fucking. Did you tell that on here?
Yeah. No, I didn't tell the cat on here. I told the.
Without ruining your set, I think we should talk about the cat story.
Okay, sure.
I thought you told the cat story here.
I told it to you because I was working on it for the other bit.
The cat story is.
Dude, it's the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's fucking unbelievable.
But the tricky thing with that is like.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
We should explain that Gerben was a very good stand-up for a long time, and then he stopped. He stopped enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Like many of the greats do.
And he chugs Muscle Milk on the podcast.
Now he just gets pussy and drinks Muscle Milk.
You gotta try strawberry Muscle Milk. This thing, this is like...
You look jacked.
It's got a creature.
Yeah, usual? Man.
Thank you.
Let me see it.
Get in there.
Ooh,
wow, Gerby's is jacked, dude.
Gerby's big. What you been doing, bro?
I am so close to sending Tommy a topless photo, you know, because...
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, you gotta.
That's a normal thing, or is he gonna
to send a topless?
Nah,
photo
dude, that's
to
such a power move.
Yeah,
that's totally normal.
I should text him and be like, "Is this a weird?"
Send it to him.
No, yeah, send him. Look, again, don't ask. Because
he always,
dude.
He's like, he'll be like complimenting if he sees a little something.
You gotta break out of being a fucking chattel and become a full naughty bee.
Yeah, yeah, dude, take that shirt off right now.
Pop the shirt off. Keep chugging Muscle Milk.
Come on,
you guys send Tommy a pic of your shirt off flexing like, right now.
You got a tank top
underneath?
You.
No,
it's not a beater underneath.
No.
What
fuck
is that?
Yeah, dude. It's just a skin, dude. We don't
have a V-neck. I'd like to see you in just that V-neck,
just that
if V-neck. I could.
It's just,
well,
a,
I'm still,
it's just
again,
a V-neck.
I have very narrow
and
shoulders.
Then fucking,
so so.
Do you have narrow shoulders? It doesn't look like it.
Incredibly narrow.
You look like you're wearing a bulletproof vest, dude. You look fucking thick.
Well, thank you.
But just a V-neck up against fucking galvanized steel, dude. Dude, I'm so
Kirby's
happy to have you.
Look at that, dude.
He's looking like fucking white Bruce Lee, dude. He's looking
close. So humiliating. Matt is absolutely yoked out of his mind.
No, I'm not.
Shade's gigantic. I'm sitting here.
No. You declared Sabbath when the cat gave you a boner. You're like, let me rest.
Well, it's very plausible that I had masturbated earlier in the day.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what was on your lip. Got the toothpaste. Maybe some of that clear salmon. You couldn't see it. All right. Gerby's. This has been a dirty episode. Normally, Gerby's isn't that. You're very, very honest, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, I love Gerby's.
Gerby's comes on just full on.
But that story to me is not nearly as bad as the one I told last time.
Jesus,
the one you told last time is haunting.
Like, yeah, that was so funny.
You got fucking catfished into sending a fucking porn to somebody.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah, it's tough stuff.
I watched this video last night. This guy confronting a fat lady who catfished him.
Yeah,
it's pretty mean. She was like a fat, pretty clearly retarded lady.
Mm. And she catfished him.
And she catfished him, and he was in her apartment, like, filming her. And he was like, you're fucking ugly.
Damn,
you fucking
dude.
Tricked me. Yeah. And she's like, I didn't trick you. It was just clearly a very lonely lady.
Yeah.
I mean, what she did was wrong, but you gotta be able to be like, dude, all right, I forgive you.
If some lady like that went through that much trouble to, like, somehow
you ever
speak me into
do you
existence. Yeah, dude, I'd fucking break her off. I'd be like, look, like, you gotta stop fucking blowing me up and... Thanks for those sick beat sessions I had, pretending you were a hot chick. You did a good job putting off the illusion, but like, we'll fuck. And then, you know.
You wouldn't fuck this lady.
I might.
You might take head, though.
I mean, that's a given.
Get head.
I'm going to close my eyes and take head, dude. No
Gerby's,
problem.
Did you get head that night?
Like, very, very briefly.
Just some courtesy head?
Yeah.
Some lubing it up head.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I was, yeah.
Nice. Were you sitting Indian style while you got it?
What? First of all, I can't sit Indian
style. You never sat Indian style and got hit?
No.
That's the best way to get hit.
Is that
so
right?
You were never a Boy Scout?
It was the arthritis. I can't get the knees around.
I can't really sit Indian style.
Oh, yeah. Steve is heavily afflicted by arthritis.
Yeah. Because the... So the girl that I've been out on like 5 dates with, right?
Yeah.
On the 3rd date, she finds out that I'm not a foodie. Now, this is like a big deal, apparently.
Oh, God. German, leave her.
Thank you. That's what I was, but this is like a ton of people dating. So
we're
she was
slim
like,
pickings here, so let's fucking stick through this fucking foodie this issue. I'm putting
so
up with
like,
fucking astrology. Who
why
gives
does
a fuck?
It matter? That's what I told her. I was like, I'll go with you. I'll just complain. But then it's like dinner in a theater.
Yeah.
So she at least finds that funny.
Mm.
But it's like, why do we both have to like it? Why do we have
why
to
do you
go
both
around?
Have to like food?
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, I don't really like entertaining yourself with food.
Yeah.
I would just shame and guilt her and be like, yeah, that's a very, like, first world thing you're indulging in. How about you just eat like a normal person? Like, you don't have to be entertained by your meal.
Okay, I'll use that for
you. You know what I'm saying? Be like, what are you, a fucking empress?
Yeah, shame her.
Just be like, it's pretty lucky.
What's her
some
sign?
People don't have food.
Don't
and you're out
what's
here.
What's her sign?
I don't know.
When's her birthday?
I don't know.
Damn.
There's no way that would come up.
You're such a cancer. It's crazy.
I just say
such cancer behavior.
I just say my grace, dude. I'm like thankful for whatever this is, and I eat it. I don't expect to be entertained and wowed.
No.
What I just don't like is the fact that I pay the social price for just not liking food, and it's like it's not a decision I make.
Yeah.
It's just my brain is wired such that I love Chipotle.
I want to make that a sound bite.
My brain is wired and saying, I love Chipotle. You have what Matt would call a peasant's tongue.
Yeah, salt and
that's
sweet.
Good.
That's it. That's what I have.
We all three have peasant's tongues.
You make something salty, I'm in. I'm like, this is delicious, dude. Who the fuck's back? What genius is back there, dude?
Yeah.
So she likes like going to like, there's that restaurant in Philly, like Serpico. It's like the like flash freeze stuff, and it's supposed to be like a food experience where like you eat it and you're like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
I hate that shit too.
But exactly.
Hate
so
that shit.
I was telling her because I brought up David Deutsch and then she was kind of like
I don't even know who David Deutsch is, but every time you say his name, it makes me so
bowl,
happy.
Dude. That's like his number one guy.
And so she was eating like a weird drizzled fucking liver pate on a plate, and you were like, "Well, actually, David Deutsch." Go
no.
On.
So what happened was like on the 2nd date, we went to the art museum. I now have like a pass to the art
museum.
And they do this thing at 7:30 on Friday where you get some drinks. You get a little tuned up, and then you walk around and look at art, and there's like nobody in there.
That's pretty cool.
So it's kind of
nice. Yeah, that is nice.
And so she was, I forget how it came up, but I was just talking about sort of his philosophy, and she was saying
she started that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you guys,
definitely
how'd you breach the
finished
subject?
It. What?
Was this like, did you like pull back from the kiss and you're like, well, as David Deutsch says.
No, I know.
Well, you know,
I
the reason we're kissing is because of the chemicals in our brain are actually making
us. Yeah, I mean, for the listeners, that is not remotely
what's
the way
D's philosophy?
I think. Well, you know that, I mean, in general, it's kind of what the talk is about his ideas of, you know, this is how we create knowledge, and there's a reason why some cultures do it better than others.
Gotcha.
And what are those reasons and all that stuff. So
Pigment.
And it's not pigment, but the
yeah,
the,
that's what you yeah.
I know how it came up though.
Wolf whistling
because on my dating profile,
yeah.
I had a picture of me, you know, on stage. It said like, you know, doing comedy talks.
Sure.
So then she was asking about it. I was explaining the concept, and she was like,
"Oh, so you were still getting that stand up comedy sniz? That fucking holding a microphone in the profile pic?"
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good move.
No, actually, my profile pic is a thing from the Delco with John and Tommy.
Oh, nice.
So the stars align and my face looks good.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Just, yeah. But I've very much cropped out John and Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me one of those faces.
Yeah, both of them are handsome guys.
Yeah.
Nice move.
I don't know if McKeeby knows he's handsome. McKeeby's a handsome bull.
He's really good looking.
He's a handsome bull.
Handsome boy, dude.
Handsome, thick bull, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'd like to get my hands on him, dude. What do you think you would do to him?
He would just hold me down, dude. He's probably so strong and like fucking
compact.
Thick.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
But his butt must be tight. If everything's just compact and tight in there.
He's like a...
Turn that dick into a diamond,
what's
dude.
What's that game? Minecraft. He's like a Minecraft.
He does look
dude.
Like a Minecraft. A bunch of little cubes running around.
He fucking get a hold of you. Do you get those mitts on you? There's no getting away.
Nah, McKeever would fuck you.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I, as a day job, I do trademark registrations, and I put in McKeever, you know, to see what the... had that name been trademarked.
Sure.
And it was trademarked for construction materials made of granite. And I just feel like that describes his body so well. It's like, it's funny.
Made of granite? I would never describe McKeever as made of granite.
He's like a fucking granite man. He's very strong.
All right.
Have you ever touched him?
Yeah, I've touched McKeever.
He's
strong, for sure.
He's got like four of my arms in his arm.
All right, so... Anyway. All right, so you want to fuck McKeever, and you're on this date.
Yeah, so I brought this...
And your profile picture is you and McKeever, and you think McKeever's made of granite.
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, I'm just saying, it's funny. You got to laugh out loud at him.
Well, I hope, you know, I hope so.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea, though, is that we now have an explanation for why cultures fail, and that is that they don't allow for error correction. So you have somebody in charge that thinks they know the certain way to organize a society, so mm-hmm. they don't allow people to, you know, challenge and check and error correct. And so that means that at a certain point, they're not going to solve a problem, they won't let anybody else, and then that's the end of it. But in general, what I was coming back to originally when I brought this up was just the fact that she's talking about food and how I'm uncultured for not having, like, eating different foods. Ugh. And I'm just like, what? But there's other ways to expand your mind. Just because I don't like the taste, or because I don't really have a huge desire to go to Belgium. Ugh. There's still, like, you can read a book and go places.
Dude, I mean.
Reading Rainbow.
I hate that, man, when chicks do that. Like, you haven't ate that? Ugh, you're so blah, 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 blah. It's just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, I have no desire to go to Belgium, and I don't think you get anything from it, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like,
yeah, you do.
Like, what the fuck? What?
What are you talking about?
Every time I go on vacation, I go there, I go, oh, wow, now I'm in this fucking place. My point of travel, I'm a hedonist when I travel. I'm traveling for pleasure, dude.
Sure.
But to go, like, I'm back from Belgium, and I took in all the museum. It's like, dude, shut up. I'm just not moved by any of that stuff. When I go see museums and shit, I'm like, get me the fuck out of here.
That's fair.
Bring me to the women, dude. Bring me to a harem.
That'll change you, though. Go get some fucking Belgian sniz.
That's what I'm saying.
That's your museum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I got a girlfriend. So it's like, we should go somewhere. I'm like,
nah, we're here. The museum is here. We're in the museum.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I agree with that.
I probably should go and travel just because I don't want to. Mm-hmm. But it would probably be a good experience and sort of entertaining for somebody that would be entertained by watching me be uncomfortable. But yeah, in general, I'm more on your lines.
Yeah,
I do have a membership to the art museum. I don't care about what I'm looking at in there.
Really? I'll look at pictures. Pictures are nice. I can look at pictures and paintings. It's just like, I went to Brussels and I tried the Sambuca, blah, blah, blah. Now it's like, yeah, you just ate some different shit.
Right. It's like, ideas are the important thing, not food.
Not filling your fat fucking hole in your face.
Yeah. And here's a really hot take. I don't even know if I want to say it.
Say
such
it.
A hot take.
Say it. You got it now.
This is going to be, well, just the hot take is just that. It's like, I've just stopped talking about how much you love food.
Yeah.
What?
It's not a hot take.
What are you talking about?
It's a hot take because it's like,
she's going to listen and be like, what the fuck do you say?
No, because it's just like, that's, it'd be like if a guy is just, or like anybody, is just like, I love drinking. You're like, is this going to be a problem down the road?
Oh, you're saying she's going to get fat and you don't want to attach yourself. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if she's definitely, you know.
Damn, dude, you're picky for a guy.
She's digging her grave with her fucking teeth, you're saying?
Yeah.
She's just heading to type 2 diabetes, fucking one sweet treat at a time.
I'm just saying.
That's true. So you're hopping off that train because you're saying you're latching on to like a down the road big fat lady.
I think and I do. And you know what?
I honestly think you and a big fat mama would be a sick tandem.
No,
you think he should have a big burly chick?
You should get like a fat Asian chick to drive you around on the back of a motorcycle and just pull you off. Just fucking you hop
like
off.
A fucking Asian ox.
I shouldn't feel bad about saying that. It's not a hot take because you know what? This is somebody that I would be spending the rest of my life with. And so, like, I get to be picky and have whatever things that I'm at.
Get her on the meal plan.
If it's not for me to have a bit bigger lady, then that's just not for me. That's no shame on bigger ladies.
Is she thick?
What?
Is she a thick bull?
This one? No.
But you're saying she's not thick,
but because she likes food, you're already.
I'm just
like,
saying that in general. Like when you see dating profiles, like I love food. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
It's pretty stupid. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it is stupid.
Well,
man.
It's just they don't have anything else.
Exactly.
You need to understand women are dumb. I think that's where you're fucking up. Most women are dumb as fuck, and they're gonna latch on to dumb shit that they think makes them interesting.
Yeah,
that would kind of make me sad. The online dating profiles be like, pizza is life. It's like, dude,
truthfully, though, most dudes are like that.
Yeah.
Like, I was just
talking about this. They latch on to some dumb bullshit.
It's like, here's a picture of me hiking.
Yeah.
I love that. It's like, that's your personality?
Normies, dude. I hate normies. Me and Gerben hate normies, dude. That's all.
Totally.
Yeah,
you find me and Gerben hate normies? I'm fucking sitting here, too. You hate normies. I'm trying to suck Gerben's dick ever since he schooled you on philosophy, dude. He's fucking schooled you, and since then you've been trying to fucking suckle him, dude.
No, I'm not suckling shit, dude. I could go on. I'm not going to get into philosophy. I don't want to get into philosophy.
I want to get you guys fired up.
We line up on this stuff. We don't like we've got priorities.
I just like to explore other modes of thinking. It's like, yeah, for sure. I hope it all works out. I've always been I'm a utopianist. That's what every pessimist behind every pessimist is a fucking failed utopianist, dude. Don't forget that.
Okay. But I want to get back to that.
Damn, checkmate, Gerben, dude.
Yeah, right, dude. I got all kinds of cool philosophy stuff, dude. Hold on, let me think of it.
But get back to the thing about the guys.
Yeah, we'll talk about them for now, but I'll come back with some cool philosophy stuff and win.
Dude, this is like if you brought Mulrooney, what was his name? The kid who played at Maryland?
Evan Mulrooney.
Yeah, if you brought him in and started talking to me about O-line stuff, I'd be like, well, I played O-line too sometimes, and he'd just school me. I'd be like, what the fuck?
I watched the 7-minute clip, School of Life videos. Hold on, let me think of one.